9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. The following is a live copyrighted presentation. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time now for RadioLawTalk.com with your host, Frederick Penny, attorney at law. And now, RadioLawTalk.com.
Welcome to hour two of the most exciting, entertaining, and only sometimes informative show on earth. I'm your host, Frederick Penny, with Todd Kunin, my co-host, and our producer, Cal Hunter. Remember, seek counsel. Do not listen to us, and don't try to quote us anywhere other than maybe around the dinner table with your in-laws. Look, we're just talking about general topics of law. Go to our webpage at radiolawtalk.com, and if you're tired, and if you're not tired but you're trying to sleep, you can play this music, or you can just read our disclaimers.
Yeah, we don't recommend that you... If you have one of those functions where it will do text to voice, don't do that while you're driving. Shout out to my sister, Kristen, right now, who's driving. Don't do this. We don't want you falling asleep at the wheel.
When you watch that, when you listen to the disclaimers.
That can happen. So,
that's interesting. You know, so I think we're out there helping the public by giving them sleep aids. You don't have to go purchase anything, but go ahead and do that. Call us at 855-LAW-RADIO if you want to say something. You can say whatever you want. Maybe you don't want to talk to you. Who knows? We're in one of those moods today, right? Because it's a dreary, rainy day. Look, here, we're going to talk about that rancher trial a little bit later today in this hour. I don't want to even start talking about it because there's some issues that I think are just crazy in that trial. And Todd's going to bring up a few things that have popped up this past week in the rancher trial in Arizona. Then probably the most important thing we're going to talk about in all 3 hours is the new Tennessee law that they argue. And I'm telling you, there's some first cousins that are not going to be happy about this, where you cannot marry your first cousins anymore.
Dad, burn it.
So we're going to talk about that and see what the heck. And I guess there was a spirited debate.
So let me just throw this tease out there.
All right.
So the headline was that there's really a spirited debate over whether or not first cousins should marry. But when you read what the debate was about, now I'm going, okay, I get why they were doing that.
I get why
they had the debate.
What is it? Who's the comedian that has the joke that? Oh no, it's one of the blue collar commentary. What's the one about where you find your date? Well, a family reunion when you find a date at the family reunion.
Jeff Foxworthy.
Yes,
you might be a if your family tree looks like a telephone pole, you might be a redneck.
No, it's when you go to the family reunion. What's that one that he says?
If you go to the family reunion to
get
pick
your
up
date. Get a date. Yeah, you might be a redneck. Yeah, that's the way it is. Okay, that's awesome. The other thing is we're going to talk about the sad law office shooting in Nevada. I'm going to give a little bit of insight after talking to my friend, my partner out of Nevada. Very sad. We're going to talk about some details and get into kind of some things that, as a lawyer, you might want to think about. The other thing is we're going to talk about removing religious headgear. Should you remove religious headgear if you're going to get a mugshot and you've been arrested for something or an allergy? Should you remove any religious headgear? That's the question to you. Think about it. We're going to talk about it. And then how much money did OJ owe from lawsuits prior to his death? We're going to talk about that very briefly. We're not going to give OJ too much, time, but we're going to, talk about, his wife, then we'll mention the wife.
But remember, the good news is now we know both the killer and the victim are dead.
Yeah, there you go.
We know that much.
Well,
that's all we know.
Cal's right, though. Yeah. He's found not guilty, but he was found guilty in a civil trial.
Yep. That's right.
For the murder. So not guilty in a criminal trial because it's beyond a reasonable doubt. It's a higher standard. and they messed up on the glove thing.
Oh, boy.
If you guys don't know what the glove thing is, you might want to...
Big documentary replayed again last night. I think it was on Discovery, where they spent an hour on this whole case and came to how Chris Darden planned this great big climactic moment, and it just blew up in his face.
You know what's interesting? Yeah, the interesting thing is what at the time, this is what, in the 80s sometime, was... 100 million people watched the verdict.
Oh,
100 million. That's Super Bowl stuff. And this is back, what, 20, 30 years ago?
That was in 1995. And I remember because I was in my first year of law school. Mm-hmm. I was in torts. And they wheeled a television set in, stopped class, plugged it in, said, we're going to watch. And after it was over with my torts, we still had an hour left of class. My torts professor looked at us and said, I don't even know why we're here, and just left. It was done.
He was mad. He was upset.
Yeah, I presume that was his sentiment, but he was just, I don't even know why we're here.
Well, there is legitimate proof. I mean, again, forget about that part of him abusing her, like physically abusing her and her calling and saying he's beating me up or I'm scared of him. He's doing this. And poor Nicole Simpson just couldn't get away from him, even after the divorce. So maybe, and I'm not jumping on OJ's side, they talk about all these new studies they're finding, these football players from the concussions. Maybe he had some of that, what is it, CTE?
Yeah.
Yeah, you wonder, don't you?
Yeah, because a lot of them do that. They kind of go off the rails, and you hope and pray these football players, stay safe.
Of course, given the lack of any, I mean, he had the issue in Nevada, but given the lack of any other instances since then that were reported of him
or before,
if they do show that he had it, then the next thing is going to be, well, clearly it's controllable because he had the one. He would have had the one instance in the 90s.
Right.
He would have had the instance where he pulled the gun to try to get the memorabilia back. But where are any other instances?
Yeah, or is it the guy is just so privileged that sometimes you get, as a person, you get so privileged that you think you're above the law. That's what happens to a lot of people.
Yeah.
That they think they're above the law, and they'll try to get away with things. And that's, you go back to, I intentionally forget the guy's name that had the jet and the private island. What was
Epstein.
Epstein, yeah. That's right. The guy that thought he was above the law and just did whatever he wanted and kind of just paid the ultimate price for it. So,
do you think the Goldmans ever have any shot at recovering any of these?
We're going to talk about that. I've got some information.
Good. Oh, good.
I know how much they've received.
Yeah.
We know what OJ received from the NFL and his Social Security, and we know some things. But we're going to get into how much is owed to the Goldmans, and I brought this up for the past 20, 30 years. I've talked about this privately to people. It's just so hard for me to believe. I know he was a very powerful man, O.J. Simpson. But it was the killings were with knives. And Ron Goldman was a pretty buff, big guy. And between the two of them, there's no way you're going to win with that knife fight with a knife. But you think something would have happened with O.J. Maybe the way he hit with the... Obviously, I'm telling him he's guilty already, but, if this occurred, maybe he hit Goldman first with a knife and he
Goldman
fainted.
Apparently was allegedly stepping up to defend Nicole in this,
and that
was the first thing of this. But, I mean, if you look at the whole big picture, the DNA evidence, I'm sorry.
Oh, no, there's no doubt. I'm not disagreeing with you, Cal. Yeah. I'm just wondering how they didn't. Nicole didn't run. I don't know.
No,
crazy.
No, no.
We'll be back. We're going to talk about all these things, and then we got a case or no case, right, Cal?
Yes, we do.
All right.
So stay tuned. More Radio Law Talk is coming up, including a case or no case and much, much more as the big program continues right here on many great local radio stations coast to coast and live at RadioLawTalk.com. We'll be back.
Radio Law Talk and RadioLawTalk.com.
Remember, Radio Law Talk is available 9 to noon Pacific every Saturday, live on RadioLawTalk.com and on many radio stations coast to coast.
Call Commercials and other announcements aired on Radio Law Talk contain the opinions of the sponsor. The airing of said announcements on Radio Law Talk does not constitute an endorsement. The announcements may contain claims that are not intended to treat, diagnose, or cure any disease. These claims have not been evaluated by the FDA.
I've got to get my car washed. This dirt, it just won't do.
The best thing about Quick Quack Car Wash is whenever you go through, the smell in your car is always great, and they have super fun lights and colors.
But I don't have no time today. I don't know what I do.
Your car smells good and it's clean at Quick Quack Car Wash.
Man, I know this place right down the road.
Quick Quack Car Wash.
Quick Quack Car Wash.
Get the Quick Quack confidence.
Hop inside, let's take a ride and watch this cat and shine.
Get the Quick Quack habit. Take a car once a week.
Just come and see, I guarantee your ride will steal the show.
I like Quick Quack because of the mascot, Quackles.
Come on, Quick Quack Car Wash.
So we sell unlimited membership for per vehicle. You can add a family plan and add an additional vehicle at a discounted rate.
Don't drive that dirty car. Quick Quack Car Wash.
Do you want to know the secret to putting extra money back in your pocket? Then switch your car insurance. And now you can make one phone call and shop dozens of insurance companies. Just like buying airline tickets, where it's easy to make one call that has all the best deals. We have great deals with most of the major top-rated insurance companies. We are your superstore for car insurance. We've switched people from their expensive car insurance plans and saved them hundreds of dollars a year. If you think you're paying too much for your car insurance, call now. It's easy to switch, and in 5 minutes, yes, just 5 minutes, you'll learn how much money you can save on your car insurance. Save yourself some money this year. Call now for your car insurance. Call eInsurance now for your free car insurance quote. 800-251-0427. 800-251-0427. 800-251-0427. That's 800-251-0427.
How is your car payment treating you? What if I told you could make a free phone call right now and reduce your car payment by as much as $83 a month? Look at your car payment closely. You could be paying as high as 20% interest. Rate Genius can help you reduce your car payments by reducing your interest rate to as low as 2.48% APR. We can refinance most existing car loans or leased cars, new or used, and save you money every month. Put more money back in your pocket. The call is free to find out how low we can lower your car payment. 5 minutes of your time right now could save you hundreds of dollars a year. Call Rate Genius now.
800-352-3308. 800-352-3308. 800-352-3308. That's 800-352-3308.
Not all applicants qualify for a loan or rate savings. Actual offer terms, including APR, are determined at the time of your application based on creditworthiness, value of the vehicle, loan term, and other factors.
How would you like to publish and sell your own audiobook? Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. You'll choose from one of our many voice actors. Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Consumers are mobile these days, and having an audiobook helps authors reach a larger customer base, which increases book sales. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network does it all for you. We hold your hand throughout the entire production process. We'll create an audiobook that you can be proud of. It doesn't cost or take as much time as you may think. In fact, for us, it's pretty easy. It's what we do. If you've got a published print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, give Audiobook Network a call right now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-721-4869. 800-721-4869. That's 800-721-4869.
Round up the usual suspects.
Radio Law Talk. I like that show.
Things have gotten out of hand with our friend again.
You're listening to Radio Law Talk. And now back to the show.
Didn't Cal stump us last time on Case or No Case, you both of us?
Yes, he did. So he got 4 points.
All right.
Yay.
Okay, Cal. Do it again.
All right, here we go.
Now it's time to play Case or No Case.
Yay! Mount Shasta, California. Ned Lemurian bought a case of bottled water for his upcoming end-of-year hike for his eighth grade school class. He was a teacher. Come the day of the hike and all seems well, and Ned hands a bottle of water out to each child, and one recoils in horror. "Shriek," the child said, "what's in my bottle of water?" Ned looked at it and said, "It's a fly, and a fly and a half, actually." So he kept the bottle, called the child's father to let him know what had occurred. The daddy, sensing an opportunity, came and got the bottle from Mr. L and said, "This traumatized my child. I need $300,000 from the Nestle Bottling Company. Case or no case?" Todd Kunin.
Oh, brother. So, Cal, when did this allegedly happen?
3 years ago.
3 years ago. So this allegedly happened 3 years ago. And
I don't like that allegedly thing. Sounds kind of snarky, Todd.
I watched a spelling bee the other day, and I'm trying to think of questions that can... Can you use this scenario in a sentence? How is this spelled? Can I get the definition of fly, please?
Sentence, fly in the water. Okay.
Look, you know, I think this is a scenario. I think that it leads to I don't think it made it to a full-blown case. I think that there was, you know, an uproar, and maybe he got a lawyer, and maybe they contacted Nestle, and Nestle decided, you know what, we'll remedy this. But it all happened shy of anything actually having to have been filed in a court of law.
All right, fair enough.
So no case based upon that. There was nothing filed.
Got it. Great response. All right, Fred, what do you think about this?
That's exactly what I was thinking, the same thing. Look, first of all, let's talk about damages. The damages of $300,000 because you saw a fly, and he actually didn't drink it, right, Cal? He
just don't think so.
He didn't drink it. He just kind of opened it up and saw it. There's no damages there. Oh, whatever, you know. No damages on that. They would lose that. The question is, is this a case or no case? There's no doubt it's a scenario. Because stuff like that happens in the neck of the woods where Cal lives all the time. And I'm sure Cal probably would think that that's nothing unusual. But did they file the lawsuit? That's the question. Yes, they got a lawyer in the scenario. Did they file a... I'm going to go out on a limb and say they filed a lawsuit and it settled. But the lawsuit was filed.
Okay.
Go ahead, Todd.
No, I don't know if I can.
No. We're going to get sued. Stop.
Yes.
No.
I don't know if I can. And when even I am having qualms about it, it's probably best that I say nothing.
All right. Well, first off, before we go forward, Lemurian is the name of the mythical little people that live inside of Mount Shasta and come out during every full moon or whatever like that. So that was the teacher's last name in my scenario. Is Lemurian. However, there was a case in Canada where this exact thing happened, and the guy lost because the Canadian court ruled Nestle's or the company, whichever one it was at that time, could not have predicted or foreseeable outcome of these
so
damages.
It was a case, but you just changed the name.
I changed the location, correct.
That's, yeah. So it was a case,
yes,
Cal.
That's correct. Woo! It was a case, but in Canada. And by the way, the guy lost. So there you go.
Okay,
so,
I just said it. I said a case.
So Fred gets 2 points.
Yeah.
Yep. And I get none. Dang it.
No. Oh, that's awesome.
No, it's all good.
And I get 0 points as well.
So far,
that's because you had a snarky thought that you did not share. And that'll teach you.
All okay. right, roll it out.
That, ladies and gentlemen, is...
Okay.
Okay, so now next hour, by the way, a special Hollywood edition celebrity version
nice.
Of Case or No Case.
That's my... I like those ones.
Yeah, stay tuned for that.
All right, so Todd Kunin, who is our co-host here and my good friend, is a former prosecutor for the DA's office and public defender's office in a California county and in Tennessee.
That's right.
And in Tennessee, a sad day's happened, Todd. And that is, I want you to talk about this because this is your hometown, not your home, but where you lived and were a prosecutor, where now first cousins cannot marry each other.
The dating pool has been thinned by the government. Yes, there was a recent proposed amendment that that was passed in the Tennessee House, and it bans first cousins from actually getting married. And there was a spirited debate before this thing could pass. Now, when you hear that, you'd think there were actually people saying, but what if they're good looking? You know, is there anything like that going on? That wasn't the basis of the debate. So the basis of the debate actually stemmed.
What if they're good looking?
Yeah, well, you know.
I doubt it.
The basis of the debate was actually pretty legally astute because it came from and sprung out of the U.S. Supreme Court's decision on same-sex marriage, where they said, look, it's the state's issue, but if the state is going to make any law that prohibits some sort of same-sex marriage, it has to be narrowly defined. And so the question before the House was, okay, the reason you want to ban same-sex first cousins marrying is because of the statistical likelihood, even though it's less than 3%, that there could be birth defects. And somebody said, what if the cousins are of the same gender? Now that's not an issue. And so the question was, is the law that we're proposing violating that from the Supreme Court? Because clearly the genetics of it isn't an issue. It passed anyway. You know, so look, if your cousin's good looking, tough.
Right.
You got to cross the state line.
It's a PR thing, don't you think, as much for the state? Just an image thing, don't you think?
All right, let's come back. Let's come back and talk about it later.
All right, more Radio Law Talk after we break away with Fred and Todd. Stay tuned, man. Don't go away.
Commercials and other announcements aired on Radio Law Talk contain the opinions of the sponsor. The airing of said announcements on Radio Law Talk does not constitute an endorsement. The announcements may contain claims that are not intended to treat, diagnose, or cure any disease. These claims have not been evaluated by the FDA.
I've got to get my car washed. This dirt, it just won't do.
The best thing about Quick Cut Car Wash is whenever you go through, the smell on your car is always great, and they have super fun lights and colors.
But I don't have no time today. I don't know what I do.
Your car smells good and it's clean at Quick Quack Car Wash.
Man, I know this place right down the road.
Quick Quack Car Wash.
Quick Quack Car Wash.
Get the Quick Quack confidence.
Hop inside, let's take a ride and watch this cat and shine.
Get the Quick Quack habit. Take a car once a week.
Just come and see, I guarantee your ride will steal the show.
I like Quick Quack because of the mascot, Quackles.
Come on, Quick Quack Car Wash.
So we sell unlimited membership for per vehicle. You can add a family plan and add an additional vehicle at a discounted rate.
Don't drive that dirty car. Quick Quack Car Wash. They'll have you looking sharp. Well, come on.
How is your car payment treating you? What if I told you could make a free phone call right now and reduce your car payment by as much as $83 a month? Look at your car payment closely. You could be paying as high as 20% interest. Rate Genius can help you reduce your car payments by reducing your interest rate to as low as 2.48% APR. We can refinance most existing car loans or leased cars, new or used, and save you money every month. Put more money back in your pocket. The call is free to find out how low we can lower your car payment. 5 minutes of your time right now could save you hundreds of dollars a year. Call Rate Genius now.
800-352-3308. 800-352-3308. 800-352-3308. That's 800-352-3308.
Not all applicants qualify for a loan or rate savings. Actual offer terms, including APR, are determined at the time of your application based on creditworthiness, value of the vehicle, loan term, and other factors.
How would you like to go on a 5-star vacation for just $99? We're talking about the quality of a Westgate Resort for $99. Not for one night, but for 3 fantastic nights at one of their luxurious destinations across the United States. And you'll even get a free $100 Visa Visa gift card just for making a reservation. We've got some of the choicest destinations that you'll love in the United States that you can choose from for just $99 for a three-night stay. Take your family, take a special loved one, but get away. Go on vacation with Westgate Resorts. Call now to make a reservation for just $99, and you get a free $100 Visa gift card. Call Westgate right now and book your vacation. Here's the number.
800-283-6730. 800-283-6730. 800-283-6730. That's 800-283-6730. Keep listening for an exciting offer from US Med. If you're living with diabetes and using insulin, you know the pain and inconvenience of pricking your fingers over and over again. By wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor, or CGM, you can reduce the pain of pricking your fingers right away. If you're testing your blood sugar four or more times per day, injecting insulin three or more times per day, or using an insulin pump, call today and learn about the latest CGM technology. 800-251-7560. 800-251-7560. We'll tell you all you need to know about CGMs. A CGM can immediately reduce pain. It's accurate, easy to use, and helps you make better diabetes treatment decisions. And with insurance, you can get a new CGM at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Call now to learn more. 800-251-7560. 800-251-7560. Plus, get free shipping and we'll bill your insurance company for you. CGMs are the newest in diabetic technology. They can help you stay in range and manage your diabetes better. Call now to receive your new continuous glucose monitor at little or no out-of-pocket cost. And delivery is free. Remember, if you're testing your blood sugar four or more times per day, injecting insulin three or more times per day, or using an insulin pump, call today and learn about the latest CGM technology. Call 800-251-7560. 800-251-7560. 800-251-7560. Copays and deductibles may apply. 800-251-7560. That's 800-251-7560. Sponsored by U.S. Medical Supply.
I know the recipe.
Hi, how you doing?
Yeah, I decided not to park here.
Well, what do you mean? You decided not to park here?
You are a loser.
It's time for more Radio Law Talk with Denise Dirks, Todd Kunin, and your host, Frederick Penny.
All right, so we are back. Boy, you know, so much going on in the law, and I'm thinking, Fred, the Marvel star Jonathan Majors,
right?
So what's his deal?
Okay, so I'm not a Marvel guy, but all these Marvel shows, the Ant-Man. Now, I didn't see the Ant-Man, but apparently in the Ant-Man, there's this individual that guy by the name of Jonathan Majors, who plays this. I kept trying to think of the name. Hold on, let me think of the name that he plays. He plays. Let me see. Don't tell me. It makes me. Anyway, he plays a character, and I've saw a picture of him. What is it? Doggone it. I'm stumped on. Anyway, his girlfriend claims
Kang.
He was. What?
Kang the Conqueror.
Kang the Conqueror. That's it. Yes. Kang the Conqueror. And which is kind of a cool looking dude. Apparently, his girlfriend is claiming that he assaulted her. And so he was actually sentenced to probation. But here's the interesting thing. He was found not guilty of causing intentional injuries to her, but found guilty that he was reckless. Apparently, he's claiming, or the argument was, she attacked him, and in his counterattack or his protection of himself, he went too far. So they basically found him not guilty, but then guilty of being reckless while she was attacking him in defending himself.
Yeah, he was
bizarre.
He was charged with assault, harassment, a separate assault charge and aggravated harassment. So you had a bunch, you know, it basically there were multiple things going on. Sometimes charges get charged, cases get charged in the alternative. So he was acquitted of the aggravated harassment, and he was acquitted of the alternate assault charge, but he still had the one to deal with, and just the non-aggravated harassment, he was still convicted.
Right, and that's why he got no jail time, just probation. But apparently there were people stating that this was an altercation that occurred in like a taxi or a limo, and then when it spilled out into the streets of Manhattan, some people saw him shoving her back in. Apparently she took his phone. It was all had to do with some women texting him, and she wanted to see it, and she grabbed the phone, and he wanted to get it back from her, and that's how this all started, apparently.
Yeah, and look, this is a tough situation. And he he made it even harder on himself. Quite frankly, I'm surprised that the sentence was as lenient as it is. And the reason I say that is after you have been convicted of something, if somebody's facing charges and they either plead guilty or they've been convicted of it after a trial, there's a space of time after the trial, after the entry of plea, whichever it is, and sentencing. And during that space in time, that's when the probation department is going to come in. They're going to make a sentencing report. They're going to give it to the judge. Judge is going to review it. And they'll make a sentencing recommendation. The DA will file a brief saying, you should get all of this stuff. The defense will file a brief saying you should get this. And then the person is sentenced. But one thing judges look for is whether or not the person is remorseful for the conduct. And the number of times defendants during this phase still want to argue whether they're guilty or not just gets in the way. Because at this point, from everybody's opinion that matters, the probation department, the judge, the DA, all that, whether you're guilty or not has already been determined. And if you're continuing to argue guilt or innocence, it comes off like you have zero remorse for what has happened. And you go to a judge and present yourself with zero remorse, those are the kind of people that on a first offense end up getting, go ahead and sit in jail for a year. See how that affects your remorse. Go ahead and do this. And none of that happened here. And I raise that because Jonathan Majors went on and gave interviews while sentencing was still pending where he's talking about to the public, I'm not guilty. This didn't, you know, the full story wasn't out there, blah, blah, blah. It's like, dude, you've already been found guilty by a jury. Show some remorse, show some penance. And even the victim, in her statement to the judge at sentencing, is like, he's not sorry. He's never accepted responsibility. He's going to do it again. And so,
well, obviously he didn't testify.
But he didn't testify at the trial.
Right. That's right. But it comes down to what his basic argument was. I was defending myself. I do see, I've looked at the pictures, it shows some bruising on her neck and on her hand and behind her ear. There was a cut of some sort, some bleeding. It sounds like this was a back and forth little fight that went on. And it just, what do you do, especially as and he's a big dude, and she looks pretty small, as in slight of frame, but I guess, what do you do in those situations when you're going back and forth and you don't touch each other? That's what you don't do.
Yeah, it's tough to ask somebody in the heat of the moment,
right?
But where are you going to draw the line? I mean, hopefully... I say it's tough. It shouldn't be. I mean, hopefully, you're the type of person that just, look, I'm just not, if it's going to become a physical altercation with a significant other, I'm just going to remove myself from the situation. I'm not going to go back. I'm not going to fight unless I've got to do something to protect because I fear my life is in danger. I am going to get out of that situation, and that's what most people are taught. Right.
And Jonathan Majors, there's pictures of him that he had cuts on his face, apparently, that they're claiming from her, and with blood. So it's, again, this is a, I don't know. Maybe I just got lucky and I didn't have these issues with my wife. I've learned the two most important words in a marriage and or relationship that most people don't, at least as a husband and as a heterosexual husband, is yes, ma'am.
Yes, yes.
And those are the two. I've learned those two words, and once you learn those two words, your marriage goes much better or your relationship goes much better.
And the general neutral version is whatever you say.
Yeah.
Whatever you say.
Whatever you say. You know, it's not worth the argument. I remember when I was first young, it's kind of like, oh, it's just going to, I'm right. And I realized, that's really stupid. Just shut up. And
a path to nowhere.
Yeah, path to nowhere. He's like, it's like, okay, so the comedian, I can't remember his name. He talks about he and his wife been married for a long time. He's like, I'm going to get her back. What's the name of he's a wonderful comedian. But he talked about a funny joke he brought up of, you know, trying to get his wife back. I'm gonna tell my wife that I do my own clothes. I wash my own clothes like most people don't, men don't. And it's like he's just saving that up for the argument. And it's like, didn't go over very well. So anyway, look, we've got a couple other things we want to go over. Todd, we were going to talk about the. I want to wait for the Las Vegas one till next. Next hour, let me talk about New York City here. The issue about New York City, and I'm gonna beat it up. No, I'm gonna change mid sentence. Let's go to the OJ thing because I want to talk about OJ because it's short because we don't have much time. So the question has been: OJ passed away, and Miss Brown, his former wife, is the one we have to remember, and Ron Goldman, Nicole Simpson, and Ron Goldman, who were killed in this thing, and OJ was found not guilty criminally, and by the way, my partner, a buddy of mine, a good friend of mine, was partner with, who was OJ's lawyer?
Bob Shapiro.
No, the other one.
Kardashian.
F. Lee Bailey.
Nope. F. Lee Bailey.
Johnny Cochran.
Johnny Cochran, okay. Yeah, Johnny Cochran. Anyway, long story short, he owed, by the end of his death, he owed the Goldmans over $100 million. They got judgments against him for like $57 million. And then don't forget, it's interest. And he had, you know, an amount of $75,165,000 was a garnishment in O.J. Simpson in Nevada. At the time of their split in 1992, he and Nicole, he was worth $10.8 million. But don't forget, he was getting $125,000 to $300,000 a year. In his pension, which is not touchable. You can't touch that in a debt collection. And $42,000 a year Social Security. So what they're trying to do is find more money even after he passed away. They have OJ has paid a total of $133,000 to the Goldmans since the court filings way back when, right?
And how much was gobbled up in legal fees of that? I would imagine most of it, probably.
Yeah. So, but anyway, that's the OJ thing. I don't want to give too much time and credibility. So we'll talk to you in fourth segment.
Radio Law Talk will continue after we take a quick break. Stay tuned.
Commercials and other announcements aired on Radio Law Talk contain the opinions of the sponsor. The airing of said announcements on Radio Law Talk does not constitute an endorsement. The announcements may contain claims that are not intended to treat, diagnose, or cure any disease.
These claims have not been evaluated by the FDA.
What's your IRS problem? Do you owe back taxes? Is there a lien placed on your property? Have your bank accounts been frozen or seized? Have your wages been garnished? Are you being audited by the IRS? Are they sending you letters that demand actions and have urgent due dates? Well, solving your tax problems is as easy as calling Taxes 321. The IRS is the largest collection agency in the world. You need the best representation to give you peace of mind. You need experienced professionals that can cut through the red tape and stop the collection process. If you have a serious problem with the IRS, call the Taxes 321 Network today. We'll get them off your back.
800-738-0170. 800-738-0170. 800-738-0170. 800-738-0170.
Do you run a business and want to learn how you can get between $10,000 to $5 million in 60 seconds? We're Biz2Credit, a top-rated online financing provider to hundreds of thousands of America's business owners. If your business does at least $120,000 a year in gross sales, we can get you more money to run your business in as little as 72 hours. Our terms are simple, repayment plans are flexible, and based on your cash flow. Plus, the paperwork is minimal and the approval process is fast. So in the time you've listened to this commercial, you could have learned if you qualify to get up to $5 million in cash deposited to your business bank account in the next 2 to 3 days. Funding specialists are ready to take your call right now and get you the money you need, fast. Call 800-559-5523. That's 800-559-5523. Again, 800-559-5523. Call now.
Do you want to know the secret to putting extra money back in your pocket? Then switch your car insurance. And now you can make one phone call and shop dozens of insurance companies. Just like buying airline tickets, where it's easy to make one call that has all the best deals. We have great deals with most of the major top-rated insurance companies. We are your superstore for car insurance. We've switched people from their expensive car insurance plans and saved them hundreds of dollars a year. If you think you're paying too much for your car insurance, call now. It's easy to switch, and in 5 minutes, yes, just 5 minutes, you'll learn how much money you can save on your car insurance. Save yourself some money this year. Call now for your car insurance. Call eInsurance now for your free car insurance quote. 800-251-0427. 800-251-0427. 800-251-0427. That's 800-251-0427.
How is your car payment treating you? What if I told you you could make a free phone call right now and reduce your car payment by as much as $83 a month? Look at your car payment closely. You could be paying as high as 20% interest. Rate Genius can help you reduce your car payments by reducing your interest rate to as low as 2.48% APR. We can refinance most existing car loans or leased cars, new or used, and save you money every month. Put more money back in your pocket. The call is free to find out how low we can lower your car payment. 5 minutes of your time right now could save you hundreds of dollars a year. Call Rate Genius now.
800-352-3308. 800-352-3308. 800-352-3308. That's 800-352-3308.
Not all applicants qualify for a loan or rate savings. Actual offer terms, including APR, are determined at the time of your application based on creditworthiness, value of the vehicle, loan term, and other factors.
And now what I'm about to say probably will stir up a lot of conversation around.
That, gentleman, is a standard issue neuralizer, but you're not going to remember that.
Now it's time for more Radio Law Talk.
My daughter's favorite singer is Morgan Wallen. He's a superstar country person. Todd, why is everything about Tennessee? We did the cousins not being able to get married. Now we're going to talk about Morgan Wallen. Now listen to the song.
Last night we let the liquor talk.
Yep.
I can't remember everything we said, but we said it all.
Let the liquor talk.
You wish I was somebody
all right.
You never met. Baby, baby.
Yep. Morgan Wallen talking about the liquor talking was at a bar.
He was at a bar.
In Nashville.
In Nashville.
And some chairs happened to be thrown off the rooftop from Morgan Wallen, apparently. And he's being accused of that. He's got 3 felony counts of reckless endangerment and 1 count of disorderly conduct for supposedly, allegedly, throwing chairs off the roof of the bar.
Now, I just want to point out that the acts alleged to have happened in this case are in no way related to the earlier debate over whether or not first cousins can marry in the state of Tennessee. They are mutually exclusive. One had nothing to do with the other. Okay? There was no...
That we know of.
There was no anger there, but... but yeah, look.
Well, the interesting thing is the felony. Apparently, some of this can be a misdemeanor, but they put it as a Class C felony.
That's true.
What's
the first thing is that when he threw the chair off the top of the bar, it landed near three officers.
Uh-oh.
Ooh.
And
that I didn't know.
And so that's why there's three counts of felony reckless endangerment, because they landed near three police officers, okay? And because of that, those counts carry anywhere from 1 to 15 years per count. You got three people that it landed near, and that's why he's got it. Plus, he's got the misdemeanor that he's facing up to 11 months, 29 days if he's convicted of the misdemeanor. And anytime you hear, and in the news and everywhere, they always like to say what the maximum punishment is for something. But if somebody...
Nobody was hurt.
If somebody commits a crime and they say what the maximum punishments are for people that have long criminal histories, that have repeatedly been in and out of the law, that did whatever. My prediction on this case, he's going to end up with a misdemeanor, probation, no time in jail.
Well, I was going to say, doing that in California, they'd give him a high five and send him on their way with some gift cards.
Yeah. But you know,
and a new pair of pants.
Yeah, yeah. It's like, go ahead, take what you want. You know, it's you could throw what you want, break whatever windows you want. That's I don't know.
This is an interesting case though, because for what it allows us to talk about, which is, remember back in the first era, was it the first hour we were talking about the Crumleys who were sentenced, and that was a. You know, when is something manslaughter, voluntary, involuntary manslaughter? One of the elements is this reckless indifference, this endangerment, criminal endangerment of somebody else. And I said, well, you know, clearly if I walked into a crowded mall and started firing off a gun and somebody died, I would be guilty of that because I was recklessly indifferent to what happened. If this chair... in the Morgan Wallen case, had landed on somebody's head and they died, this would be an example of reckless indifference.
Or injured.
Yeah, but I'm talking about for manslaughter. If somebody had died because they got hit by the chair, this would be a great example of, well, what is reckless indifference? When you got a crowd of people below a bar and you throw a chair off the roof of the bar, and you don't really care where it lands, and it hits and kills somebody, that's an example of that. Now, he's lucky he didn't hit anybody, didn't injure anybody, certainly didn't kill anybody, but that is how this reckless indifference operates in a manslaughter case. So, just throwing that out there. And, trivia, you know why the misdemeanor has a maximum of 11 months, 29 days?
Why does it have 29 days?
Because, in the state of Tennessee, if it has 1 year, it's a felony. So 11 months, 29 days is the most you can get before you hit the one-year barrier.
Uh-huh.
So 11 months, 30 days is 12 months. So.
I thought it was the King of Norway was watching the race and they had to...
yes.
That's why you listen to Radio Law Talk, to get that valuable information.
Yes.
11 months, 29 days. Now you know.
And when I was a new prosecutor in the state of Tennessee, and I was going over all the offers and stuff, and they said, okay, the offer is 11-29. I was like, what is the big deal about 11-29? And finally somebody pulled me aside and said, well, because if it's 11-30, that's 12 months, and
that's
felony,
a felony.
So he ain't charged as a felony. Okay.
Let's all do 11-29. So you wear a hat called 1129?
1129, that's right.
That's a good hat. Maybe you should start a company, 1129.com.
1129.com. Yes,
we just gave it to someone that's going to make $1 million now. And they
T-shirts
heard on radio,
and hats and sweatshirts and hoodies and radiate record label.
What's your name, ma'am? Demeanor? Miss Demeanor? Yes. There we go.
What's your maiden name, 1129?
1129.
All right, here's the question I posed early on. If you are a religious Muslim or you're Jewish and you get arrested and they have to take your mugshot, do you have to take your religious...
So the yarmulke or the habib or whichever.
The habib, yeah, the habib off or not. And mainly more of... Look, the habib is more of the issue because it covers your hair color, part of your face, some features that are very important in trying to identify who you are if you later aren't a Muslim and aren't wearing it, right? But religiously, that is a pretty for a woman to take that off in public for men to see it other than their husband, like their husband. Again, I'm not a religious expert on the Muslims, but I generally know they're not supposed to be taking it off in public. Other men shouldn't be looking at the women with it off in public. And it's kind of like taking clothes off, apparently, in a normal situation that is they claim the First Amendment protection. So New York apparently had to do this for two individuals, and Hamelia Clark and Arwa Aziz were both Muslims, and they brought this case in 2018, suing them, saying that their First Amendment rights, freedom of religion, were violated. And apparently taking off the hijab, they felt naked. And in fact, one of the ladies said she was crying, and it because other men saw her without it on, and that was an issue. Now, I'm a First Amendment freedom of religion guy, but where does it draw the line when you have to, for safety reasons, you have to take pictures of their mugshots where you can see the whole face, the color of their hair, that type of thing, Todd?
Well, okay, so this raises every question about, is it absolute that your First Amendment rights can never be violated by the government, or can never be overtaken by the government? And the answer is no, it's not absolute, because there's a standard that is used, and the standard is this. The government can do something that would encroach on those rights if what they're doing is narrowly tailored to achieve a compelling governmental interest. You have the freedom of speech, but you can't yell fire in a crowded movie theater. Why? Because it's narrowly tailored to achieve a compelling governmental interest, which is, if you yell fire in a movie theater, you're going to create a panic and somebody could be seriously hurt. In this case here, this is a class action lawsuit. I would note that this was settled by the city of New York because they didn't want to go to trial. But the question is, notwithstanding the religious implications of this, is removal of the hijab narrowly tailored to achieve a compelling governmental interest,
right,
when it is for taking of a mugshot to investigate crime? And I would say it depends on the crime. If it's a felony, yes.
Because they got to know really what they look like.
Yeah, in these cases here, one of them was what they claimed to be a bogus violation of a restraining order charge. It was just filed. Okay, if it's not, it really depends
on a felony.
It depends on the crime. So,
all right, when we come back, we're going to talk about the Las Vegas shooting, and then we're going to have a case or no case, hour three. Hold on to your seats.
Not just a case or no case, a special Hollywood edition next hour on Radio Law Talk. Stay tuned. We've got a lot coming up at 6 minutes after the next hour. Don't go away.
You have been listening to RadioLawTalk.com, a copyrighted presentation of Radio Law Talk Incorporated.